I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I've got love on my fingers, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Leeds United are in the next round, and is the Super League still alive? It's Wednesday, 7th of February. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
Marcus.
And I'm Andy Bradshaw.
For those of you who don't know, that was Pete Donaldson who made that rude noise.
I just don't like royal blood.
I see. Careful. Thanks to friend of the Ramble, George Ware, for sending... Not George Weah, George no. Ware, I state, for sending us today's intro. Yeah, I mean, thanks, George.
I mean, really thank you on thanks this occasion. God. Thank you for thank making you, Marcus yeah. say that.
Clip Look, it.
We left ourselves open to this.
Yeah. So
that's another line from the song. I once interviewed Royal Blood, and I don't like the guys. I just think they're
this is the band who
they're annoying.
Who provided
yeah,
the
yeah. I think
line.
They're dickheads.
They went viral for being dickheads in the summer.
Yes,
didn't they?
Yeah, and I nodded and went yes.
Are they from Portsmouth?
Yes, I
similar
they
part of the world
yes.
to Luke Moore. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
I just wondered if that was relevant.
And during the interview, I don't know what I did with my mobile phone, but I pressed some. My phone just went off in my pocket, and it was like, "Hello there," and it was my voice. Just confusing.
Right, we're doing a Dom Jolly.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay,
my phone was doing something.
Yeah, no,
doing maneuvers.
They're the dickheads, aren't they?
They're the dickheads. Not me. Yeah, I ruined that interview.
Well, if you want to become a friend of the Ramble, where you'll never be considered a dickhead, of course, head over to patreon.com/footballramble. And if you do that, you'll also get a special extended version of the Ramble today, and every single Wednesday for just $5 a month. You'll also get access to the Ramble Discord, where our very own Andy Brassel has been given his opinions on the Lyon players that your clubs are trying to sign. Apparently Fulham should stay well away. You did say that about Mr. Anderson, though, and he's now playing for Crystal Palace.
You get
a move to a bigger club.
My opinion might be they're all shit, don't bother, but you're gonna have to pay a fiver a month to find out.
Yeah. But I don't want you to do you down or do you dirty, Andy. You do give more insight than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got opinions on his fingers, Marcus. I would say that at this point in Andy Brassel's career, he's just so over transfers.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, as soon as the transfer comes in, everyone looks at Andy and he goes, just ask someone else.
You can't say that on Sky Sports, though,
no.
Can you?
not when they're paying you a moderate fee.
Pull your hood up, maybe.
That's right. And your socks, Andy.
This again. When's this going to stop? Why can't they just stay where they are?
These crap. Bored of it. Crap. So if you do want to sign up to our Patreon, then do head over to patreon.com/footballramble. FA Cup fourth round replays happened last night, some more tonight, but some happened last night. Leeds United scored three goals in extra time to beat Plymouth Argyle 4-1 and advance to the fifth round of the FA Cup. It was all about the weather.
Jim Campbell. Enjoyably rain-soaked camera lenses, it makes it feel like it's from a different era. I enjoyed that a lot.
Can you have a little windscreen wiper on your camera? Is that not?
I think you should.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Agreed.
Yeah. Although, would that ruin the... No, I think it would be okay.
Look, we live in times of technological marvel, so I'm sure it's possible.
Mind you, though, do you remember? I think it was actually the Rugby World Cup. Sorry to bring rugby to the table. Ugh. When I forget who it was, but he for some reason there was a pen hand and he signed. Oh no! Well, obviously it was after the game signing place, and he signed the camera lens, and the cameraman was like, "That's a ten grand lens."
I'm a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman.
Tennis is a big one.
They do that at the end of every game now. The winning player signs the lens.
Is it not a bit of glass in front of it? Could you not just put a lens protector on the front?
Tennis have learned, Peter. They've got. You probably need that in tennis because if the ball smashes the lens, which it presumably has done once or twice over the years,
I'd love to see the accuracy. You're selling that footage for a million, surely.
You would. I don't think they're aiming for it, though.
No.
I think it's just a bit of friendly fire. but it was awful weather down in the southwest of England. The presenters still had to present pitch side, despite the game being played in that kind of weather. I do love that. You know, like, well, come on, TNT Sports do it. And before that, BT Sports do it for years. And the BBC are like, surely. Is there not a box at Plymouth Argyle?
Get a gazebo. Mobile gazebo.
That'll be away.
What do you mean?
I would
fly away. Yeah, peg it down.
Oh, not in that. It would be on the Scilly Isles before.
You never secured a gazebo, Marcus.
Not in that weather, no.
Church barbecues, chaos.
Peter, in that
hot
kind
oil
of...
everywhere.
In that kind of weather, you've got no chance.
Right.
Absolutely no chance.
Well, Glenn Murray had an umbrella, but he didn't sort of, he just covered himself, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He had, I think,
like Vladimir Putin at the World Cup final.
Is, yeah.
but one thing that was lovely to see is just Daniel Farke's head.
Yes, yeah. Always.
Big head.
It's a meaty head.
It
really is. Do you know what I mean? And the noise that comes out of it. It surprises me every time.
Do you remember like those kind of like crappy butchers you'd see, those smokies, those illegal smokies? Because you're not allowed, they're the head of like a sheep, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And you.
I could see Farke's head.
I could see
butchers.
Farke's head hung up like a smoky.
I know what you mean. And it would still have that expression.
He's like a wrestler that's just inhaled a helium balloon.
Yeah, definitely. But he does, again, if you saw him in a dark alleyway, you'd crap yourself. But then if he sort of asked for directions, you'd be like, oh, what? Yeah, fine. I'll take you there myself.
Yeah. You know, because I'm worried someone will take advantage of you. Yeah. I'll escort you there.
I know. Yeah. But he is doing fine work, though, despite what we think about his appearance, which we're, by the way, very much in favour of.
A sheep's head in a butcher's and a big fat head.
And if that's not a compliment, I don't know what is, quite frankly.
And he looks like he's going to steal your mobile phone. I mean, it's a... If we were in court with this is a massive takedown of the man's character.
Yeah, I think we've learned over
big
the
head
years
theft.
That if any of us popped up in court for anything, we might just plead guilty and hope for the best.
Yeah. Do a plea deal, absolutely. don't even hear the charges. just show willing. Accept a plea deal.
Exactly,
I've been working on a podcast about a cyclist who brought a motored bike to a race. Yeah, lost the machine.
Quite sure that's cheating. And
well, I took it to legal, our legal team, and they said a lot of stuff, and I was like, "Oh, I should better change my the way I conduct myself on the ramble." Spent conviction laws have been apparently a big thing. Oh, not allowed to mention crimes that may have happened in the past.
Okay,
David Pleat. you're probably going to stop mentioning that one.
Okay. I think we all need to have a word with these people. But Leeds United under Farke, Andy Brassel, compose yourself, man. Otherwise, you'll be in the dock defending us, and that'll be, you know, like trying to defend the Plymouth Argyle goal the next time. He's doing well with Leeds. They're on for promotion. Very much second place, of course, because in the Championship. Leicester City have got a first spot wrapped up already, and I know Leicester fans will hate that, but you did win the Prem, so you know this is a small fry for you.
Exactly, and Ipswich have come back towards the pack a little bit,
yes,
which you could definitely tell from their last couple of days of the transfer.
But Leeds, five wins on the bounce in the Championship through to the next round of the FA Cup, you know, it's looking pretty good for them.
When you think of the players they've lost as well, he's doing a really, really good job. There is still quite a lot of residual talent there, and talent that they could get more out of. I think Jorginho Rutter is the obvious one, isn't he? He's just only really starting to find his feet this season. You know, like Pete, when Newcastle went down and Colaccini really benefited from a season in the Championship and came back, and he was all at sea when he first arrived from Deportivo, and then when he came back he was a really, really good Premier League defender. I wonder
he just played more matches than he would have done.
Exactly. You know, it is sink or swim when you're playing 46 a season, I guess. But talking of sink or swim, when it was raining that heavily and Leeds were really battering them, I thought, never as a game had undeserved equaliser written over it in bigger letters. You know, that we're going to have 30 minutes more that no one really wants here.
But those letters washed away.
That's right.
I did enjoy that Plymouth's goal was scored with a chest. It's a rare thing.
Yeah.
And it is to be applauded.
Any body part is quite rare. I mean,
legal body part is rare. Yes.
Yes, Jim, obviously.
I'm trying to save you from people accusing you of being really into handballs.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. But I mean, look, for Terry Butcher's sake, I'll never be into handballs, okay? But I mean, we enjoyed Issa Diop's goal at Fulham with the thigh.
Yes.
You know, so with the chest, you know, again, it's that's that kind
Erling Haaland with his perineum.
Yes! Yep. There you go, another good one. All from this season, by the way. It's a wonderful time to be alive, I think we can agree. Willie Nottow opened the score with a nice one. And a player, Andy, we know he's got quality. And that's the kind of stuff that, as you say, with Leeds, they've got talent there. To hold on to a player like that is obviously a bit of a coup. It's not really that it's theirs.
I think it was, because he was doing everything he could to get sold. It wasn't really his choice to stay, was it?
Yes. West Ham were apparently after him too as well, which would have been very, very tempting in that window. So they did well to see that off, if that interest was indeed concrete. Yeah. I think Crescencio Somerville's another player that's done really well to hang on to.
Absolutely.
The point you make about, you know, when players go down to the Championship and, you know, it becomes almost a little bit of a boot camp. I wonder if that'll be even more so given the age profile of those two players.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's always nice to see Patrick Bamford, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah. He's got to be careful, Bamford, because it's like
Huckabee's own.
Maybe. I didn't mean that. I mean, he's 30 and I still think
he really?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I already think that he's got a career in the media. I mean, I know he does some stuff with the BBC, but it's like, you do have a good few years left, you know, and he's on the bench. Yeah. And I just think, you know, if you can get back up into the Premier League, because that season he had in the Prem, you know, where he you know, earned his England cap. I mean, I think that's probably gone now, but he's still got a bit of talent, as we know from that glorious goal he got in the previous round. So yeah.
I think if he does have a career in presenting, it'll probably be like Country File or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, here we go.
Be the one
Tony Pulis over there. Oh dear. But a good win for Leeds, though, even though it went to extra time, but they'll take it into the next round. Southampton eased past Watford 3-0. It was absolutely rasper in this game. Southampton unbeaten in 24 matches in all competitions. They face Liverpool in the next round.
Now, talking of keeping players past the deadline, Sekou Mara was well worth keeping for Southampton. I mean, obviously the two goals in this. And when you think of like young players being dropped into unpromising situations, like a lot of those Leeds players that you were talking about there, Jim. And I think he's one of those. You know, the point at which he joined Southampton, it was completely unrealistic to expect him to help them to turn it around. He had quite little first team experience at the time, and he was in an absolute mess at Bordeaux ahead of that. So basically, all his career has been sort of swimming against the tide, really.
Yeah.
And he's still able to show his talent.
Well, now he's trying to go with the tide, because Southampton are up in second in the Championship. Another one, a bit like Leeds and obviously Ipswich, who have dropped off slightly. Going for promotion.
And a really unusual game this, because first half, really even, and second half, Southampton just absolutely hammered. Honestly, it could have been like 5, 6 or 7 easily.
And Watford are currently 11th. I know we're talking about the FA Cup, but just, you know, their situation, they're 11th in the Championship.
But properly in the playoff mix. It's
well,
quite
exactly.
Tight.
That's it, isn't it? You know, 11th just means 4 points off 6 in the playoffs. Mm. Is it time for Watford to come back up, or is it a bit too soon? Well,
I thought you were going to say to change their manager.
Well, that as well. Props. Yeah, that all kind of goes into the mix, doesn't it?
Have a Luton Watford derby sort of thing.
That would be great.
Mm. Great. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I think
be interesting.
So. Bit of needle.
Okay,
fine. Doesn't enjoy needle.
Yeah, true. All right, you've convinced me, Jim. Get him up, for crying out loud.
Yeah, come on.
Now, Jim, I come to you with this. The former Southampton manager Nathan Jones is back in football.
Yes.
Did he ever really go away, I suppose?
He profoundly did, yes.
Well, since leaving the Premier League, of course, that was his last appointment, he's now back at Charlton Athletic in League One, and he said, I had been approached by a number of clubs to get back into management, but I had been waiting for the right opportunity.
I'm so excited about this.
But I mean,
it's the right opportunity if you're the South London Press. I mean, they must be rubbing their hands together.
Well, this is the thing.
You often described him as a man with a knife between his teeth, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like, I always, whenever you'd read the quotes for, or even indeed see the interviews he did, he'd always sort of had his hands folded underneath him, and I just always got the impression he had some sort of weapon there.
Hiding Wolverine claws.
He's got that energy, isn't he?
Yeah, if any manager
crackled with electricity, the man.
Yes, if any manager could sprout Wolverine claws, I think it would probably be him.
Yeah, but his record before Southampton was genuinely really good. So this is
as he often reminded us.
Absolutely, indeed.
But it was true.
He had the highest XG in Europe at one point, or whatever it was, when he was in the Championship. So I hope it goes well and we see more of him.
Well, Charlton are struggling a little bit, so you know, I would have thought, if Charlton fans would probably think that's a bit of a coup. I mean, again, it wasn't that long he was managing in the Prem.
Well, this is it. I mean, it football's really cruel like that, isn't it? One bad experience can completely taint someone's reputation.
Definitely in this studio. But elsewhere in the FA Cup, Coventry City beat Sheffield Wednesday, which means they will play Maidstone United in the next round. And we were talking about this, weren't we? Because obviously Wednesday, Coventry are higher in the footballing pyramid. Hillsborough's, you know, that what a ground that would be to play at. And it's Coventry, and you think, they're going to beat Maidstone 4-0 or 5-0 or something. Yeah. But you never know. Is there still magic in the FA Cup?
It's going to be such an ask, isn't it? If you look at how the pattern of the game went against Ipswich. Whenever I say Ipswich, I still think of Bielsa not being able to say it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That interview was, he kept going Ipswich.
Very enjoyable.
But yeah, I mean, obviously Ipswich has so many chances, and you can't imagine that Maidstone will be able to pull that off again. But we live in hope.
We live in hope. I mean, and if they did manage to get past it, I don't know. It would, you know.
Imagine they get past it and they still get an underwhelming tie.
Yeah, like Blackburn beat Newcastle and they get Blackburn. Or something. Yeah. But yes, well, all eyes on that one.
It's still quite a big stadium for them to play in, surely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's still a great adventure.
They fought, tooth and nail to get back in there.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, Maidstone.
Yeah, well, and that's very much Neil Warnock's message last night to his Aberdeen players. Just enjoy it. Go out there. And that's where we go now, everybody. Let's go to Scotland, because Neil Warnock did lead out his Aberdeen side, against Rangers at Ibrox last night. They lost 2-1. And after the game, he said, you have to enjoy that tonight. The crowd were fabulous. The ground here at Ibrox is amazing. Now, I understand that
just Warnock's... what the fans want to hear.
So Warnock's appointment has split opinion, it's fair to say, in Aberdeen.
Less so now.
And I mean, on the BBC, when they released some of his quotes and some of the stuff around this, I looked at a lot of the comments, and there was a lot of comments from Aberdeen fans and other fans of Scottish football. And by far, the majority was saying, oh, this is a great appointment, like, he's such a breath of fresh air, like, what a character, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But I stress, though, they weren't all Aberdeen, I don't know how many of them were Aberdeen fans.
I think he's about as popular as that typhoid outbreak Aberdeen had in the 60s.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Argentinian beef.
Is that what did it?
Corn beef.
Hang on, corn beef is not quite Argentinian beef, is it?
Well, this beef was.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Well, if you're going to corn your beef, make sure it's British. All right.
Your corner beef.
Well, yes, when Warnock sounds like it's his kind of farewell tour, and he's just using Aberdeen for
his grand tour. Absolutely. I mean, the Aberdeen goal was so Route 1. It's like such a proper indication of what's to come from typhoid
Neil. But is he going to be... Is he going to be a success, though? Because he does...
Well, he seems to think so.
He does seem to get tunes out of players, doesn't he?
Well, so
going back to basics.
I think for
Warnock
that reason...
in Europe, come on.
Yeah, he for 4 months or whatever the job is, I actually don't think it's that bad an appointment because he clearly is a manager that players often like to play for. Mm. And he does have that feel-good factor around it. And that's all
and
a part of the interviews.
Doric as well. It's a real bonus.
A massive bonus, absolutely. And he's got a holiday home in the Shetland Isles, so they just pop over there. Yeah. That's not true. So with Warnock, yeah, I think this is a bad appointment. He did say, you know, I'm only going to be here 4 months. Can't imagine I'll get sacked in that time and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like, okay, so it's those kind of comments.
But he's also said, though, isn't he, that his aim is to win the Scottish Cup because he's never won a cup before. And
yes.
That would be that, and he thinks that would be brilliant. And that's, you know, admirable.
Yeah.
And it as a sort of temporary role, it's a really interesting MO. And you probably, as an Aberdeen fan, you're thinking, what is happening here?
Could not
possibly be more short term. But well, I love the idea of that. Although based on how they played against Rangers yesterday, and given that the Rangers and Celtic are still both still in the cup, it's going to be a big ask.
Yeah, I mean, they drew with Celtic just before Warnock took over, of course. But you know, Aberdeen are not doing brilliantly, although their man up top who got the goal has got 20 this season already, so he's...
And they did well to hold him past the deadline.
Yeah, exactly. So really well. I mean, yeah, with Warnock, I honestly think it's a good appointment, but I do get it that some of the stuff he's saying, the fans do think, hang on, the Warnock circus is in town and we're being
a bit,
used for it.
Yeah, it sounds a bit farewell tour-y, and as if he doesn't really know anything about the players he's in charge of or the league he's going into.
And
I think that's the concern. When you have that feel, I guess, in a smaller league that you have no real knowledge of it. It's like, when you had... like Gus Hiddink taking over Turkey. And there was a feeling that he was like sort of doing it over the phone. But your point about it being about confidence, Aberdeen have not got a terrible squad by any stretch of the imagination.
But they're underperforming in the league this season.
Yeah, big time. So I think if you're talking about it as not a player problem or not a talent problem, but a confidence problem.
Then he's your man.
Which was clearly the case. Yeah. I mean, I saw them at Hearts the other week and... they were probably the better team until Hart scored the opening goal, and then just it fell off a cliff.
Yeah,
it was clear that it was only going in one direction. Mm.
This is the funny thing with Neil Warnock. He has retired, but he has taken up the hobby of managing professional football.
Aberdeen brilliant. As well.
Work on an old car for crying out loud.
It's not that easy though, is it? As you find out.
Very, very good point.
Yeah, he's got his hobby, you've got yours, okay? That just, yeah, I know what you mean. I just think that when he's saying, an amazing atmosphere at Ibrox and so on, you need to know how much Aberdeen hate Rangers and kind of thing. But, I mean, he did compliment the away support and stuff, so...
Aberdeen does have the reputation of having more per capita lottery millionaires than anywhere else in the country.
I honestly thought you were going to say sheep in the country.
So maybe he's just kind of like...
Playing the odds.
Well,
if I move up here
for 4 months, I'll give myself the best chance, won't I?
I wouldn't put it past him. They play Bonnie Rig Rose in the Scottish Cup in the last 16 on Saturday. That's a lovely fixture, isn't it? Mm.
Isn't it?
Neil Warnock facing Bonnie Rig Rose. We never thought we'd live to see the day. Elsewhere in Scotland, Ross County lost 5-0 to Motherwell last night. After the match, Derek Adams admitted he's now considering his own future after 7 games in the job.
He's considering his future.
He's like the anti-Nathan Jones.
No confidence.
The words are the same, but the energy is completely different.
What a contrast, so Neil Warnock to Derek Adams.
Yeah,
like so different. Like he really is.
It's like
just a very, very downbeat man at the moment.
He's like a man who's had to step in and take over at the local Undertakers because no one else is available.
Well, another one has died. There's not much job satisfaction here.
Just painting like clown makeup on the corpse. Can you put some makeup on that corpse?
Yeah. Perhaps a bigger job than I realised.
Oh, dear. Before we go to the break, everybody, massive news in the Asian Cup yesterday. Jordan beat South Korea. to reach their first ever final at an international tournament.
Yeah,
I didn't see this one coming, Jim.
No, it's interesting as well, because on Saturday's mailbag, we had a question about the value of managers and how much they actually add. And I said, unfortunately, there was no way to see if a managerless team would work because there's no control group. But I had forgotten about Jürgen Klinsmann's approach to managing South Korea. So, yeah, clearly it doesn't work. It was a shock, wasn't it? But Jordan have been brilliant in this tournament. They've had a lot of energy and they've had a lot of confidence as well. Yeah. And obviously that game against Iraq now, that pivotal moment at the end seems all the more kind of all the bigger, really. And they were good for it. They scored two brilliant goals and they had a lot of good chances, more than South Korea.
Well, I mean, but Klinsmann himself said that, you know, they were much better than us. I think that's what he said. It was hard. The signal kicked out over Zoom.
Over the engine's firing up.
See, is that why he looks so jolly at the end?
Yeah.
I mean, they have for decades called him Grinzy Klinsy in Germany.
Nice.
And it's no wonder.
Yeah, well, he was criticised, wasn't he, because he was seen congratulating Jordanian manager Hussein Amuta after the game. And I mean, if I dare defend him for a moment, he said, look, I was congratulating the other manager.
You can't
put a foot
right in that position.
Exactly.
Can you, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's not top of the list, is it?
No.
but you're right. It isn't top of the list. But like the run that Jordan had into the tournament is just really interesting. Like, they lost every match against Iraq, against Iran, against Azerbaijan. They managed one draw against Tajikistan, and they managed to perform like this in the cup. It's insanity.
It's glorious. Jordan are 86th in the world in the FIFA rankings. South Korea 23rd. You know, it's a huge victory. Not only obviously reaching the final, but beating a side who everyone would have had.
That's
down.
Incredible.
A brilliant win, and they will play.
To Jordan, haven't you?
I have been to Jordan. Mm. Yes. Probably what spurred them on, Jim. Jordan will play either hosts Qatar or Iran in the final. I'd love to see Jordan win that. Love to see it. Would love to see it. All right, everybody, coming up in the second half, we've got some Super League bollocks and the Vets World Cup. Yes, it is a thing. It is happening. Stay tuned. We will tell you all about it. See you in a moment.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Uh, I nearly got the Hearts job once, and they give it some bloke from bloody Latvia or somewhere. I don't know where he come from. So that were a bit of an insult, wasn't it?
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, but now I'm at Aberdeen, so...
insult. Someone from Latvia insult. Might be able to do a job as an insult, is it, Neil?
Right. What about this? Barcelona president Joan Laporta has claimed that the Super League could be up and running next season.
Good.
It's good news.
What we needed.
Properly at the Kool-Aid at the moment.
Yeah, isn't it? Brilliant.
It's amazing.
Jim, you've often... You like to have a dig at other clubs, it's fair to say. Would you like Arsenal to rethink their Super League approach? Because they did sign up to it once. Would you like to see them go for it this time?
No, I don't think we need it now. Because actually, what's interesting about this...
We don't
is,
need it now.
We've moved beyond that. Right. So what I find really funny about this is... Laporta has been so bullish about this, and sort of as has Perez as well. It's very, you know, the two Spanish clubs are not, you know, putting their guns down on this. And then when Laporta starts saying that the Italian clubs are interested, which brilliantly still doesn't fit Juventus, because
two Milan clubs.
No one trusts Juventus, because let's not forget that Juventus are the absolute worst. Should reiterate that at every possible.
They were included in the original.
Exactly. Juventus have been kicked out of this by the people who are making up the people who are going into it. That's how bad Juventus are, right? So, but you start thinking, well, if the Italian clubs sign up to it, and Barcelona and Real Madrid are there, Atletico want no part of it, which is also funny. They're talking about the Dutch clubs.
One or two
other
clubs
here and there. And you think, oh, actually, well, if they did that, and they could get everyone on board, over time, that might be a little bit of a threat. But then you read at the bottom of the article, in which I saw this reported, Roma reiterates that it does not support any project related to the so-called Super League. Yeah. Also, Marseille and Feyenoord have gone, we're not involved in that. And these are all clubs that Laporta has named as well. Right. So he's just making stuff up at this point.
I mean, it's an incredible one, yeah. I mean, when asked about the English clubs joining, he said, whether or not the English come, I don't care. They already have a Super League with the Premier League. But which is the only decent point he makes, actually, because that made it so baffling. Why? Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United. Was it Manchester City as well? They were the five, weren't they? All signed
Spurs
up
as well, was it not?
Oh, yeah. How understandable of me to forget that. But it's right. You know, they wanted to challenge the Premier League. They thought they could grab a load of English clubs. Now
but it's definitely about improving football, though. Yeah. It's not a financial thing. It's definitely about improving football.
That we can all agree on. Yeah. Mr. Laporta, but I love the fact, as Jim says, he's just snatching names. He's just quickly, like, you know, googled like the various leagues and Feyenoord, Marseille's.
He sent a load of texts, and whoever hasn't replied, he's putting down as being in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's extraordinary when you think that not only would it not include the English clubs, and honestly, Jim, I think Arsenal should get involved. You'd definitely win this. Look at the other teams that are in it. I think you look at the fact that PSG won't be involved.
They weren't invited, were they?
Well, they're so Nasser Al Khelaifi is so close to UEFA. They're not getting involved in this.
Also, the German clubs love winning the German clubs. All the time.
I thought you were going to say they love winning the Champions League. That's why they're going to stay in it.
No.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. And then the German clubs can't get involved in it for cultural reasons. So you've got no Bayern, no Dortmund. I mean. The only
RB Leipzig would consider it, wouldn't they?
They're very moral, actually. The only thing you can hope for is a schism in football, the sort of schism that has, you know, made boxing far less popular than it.
Do you think we need a schism? A lot of other sports have gone in for a schism. We haven't had one for ages.
Well, no, I mean, the Super League is trying to force a schism, which is Andy's point, I believe.
You're anti-schism.
I am anti-schism.
Yeah. I've always thought that about
I think,
you.
You know, things do need to change, but it's not schism level.
But if anyone was leaving it, you wouldn't let this guy lead it. Because, I mean, before he even started talking about the Super League, you're like, something's going on with Laporta at the moment, because he was reacting to Xavi leaving, which he knew about 3.5 minutes before the press, by the way, which I think has slightly blindsided him. But he was saying, you know, I wouldn't stick with any other coach until the end of the season. He said he was leaving apart from Xavi. Well, no, you're sticking with him because there are no alternatives. But yeah, okay, carry on. And then he goes... Well, you know, I think we're in a good place at Barcelona at the moment. Sporting-wise, we're in a great place. Economically, we're in a great place. And even people who know next to nothing about Barcelona are going, come on, mate. What are you talking about?
By the way, what is the general feeling? I know this is very difficult to try and get a general feeling of a fan base, especially of of clubs the size of Real Madrid, Barcelona, two of the biggest clubs in the world. But is there a general feeling among these fans of like, this is a load of bollocks, or are people wanting to buy into it?
No, it's way different over there. Like, there are a lot of Barcelona fans who believe that, yeah, we should get the right to get a Super League because it will fix all our financial problems. And everyone who's obstructing that is obstructing us getting back to our natural place.
Really? So it's a little bit like you're almost sort of like bordering on sort of conspiracy theory.
But do you know what?
That's
a lot of fan bases, isn't it? If we're being
that's
fair.
True. Yeah.
But I think the thing is the whole way on this Super League idea, if we go all the way back a couple of years to when, you know, English fans took to the streets, UEFA was always going to hope for the help of those English fans in throwing the idea out. Because in Spain, for example, it was like, yeah, maybe it's a good idea, maybe it's not, but yeah, fine. You know, there was never a sense of, right, we can't have this. Because fans are considered so little already in Spain that they're used to being walked over.
Yeah, true. What would be amazing if La Liga just went, oh, we're going to kick you out. And you haven't even got a Super League. What you can do, play each other every week, you probably are. Although that would probably garner a lot of interest. But we got fed
about
up with
a
it.
Month.
Yeah. No, but you say that, Marcus, but there's not the same magic around El Clasico as there used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not just because of the drain of players. It's not just because of the financial situation of those clubs at the moment and over the last couple of years. But, you know, it was an absolute pinnacle. It was absolute must-watch telly. It was the must-watch game. In European football 10 years ago. When Guardiola and Mourinho were there. No longer.
Interesting.
No longer.
Well, yeah, ultimately though, I think whatever happens at Real Madrid, Jude Bellingham will decide. I think he'll just walk in at the bar and go, hey, this is a crap idea, lads. Mm. All right, okay, fair enough. Back to La Liga.
Props. Yeah.
Right, from one deplorable competition to one that is much more pure and bloody marvellous. a new competition will be taking place this summer. It's happening. This is happening. This is not us sort of speculating. This is happening. It's an over 35s World Cup to be held in England, of course, the home of football. It's a Vets World Cup.
The home of faded glamour.
At least the home of monetizing aging players.
the plans that it's an 8-team tournament involving England, Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Uruguay, of course. The only countries that have won the FIFA World Cup, yes, we are in there. Won it more recently than Uruguay. Okay, so it's, you know, have a go at them. So the games will be played at just one stadium over the course of a week. They're looking to perhaps Luton. Part of me did think
Zidane at Luton.
Craven Cottage has
the facilities now.
Yeah, has hosted some very...
Are you on the tick? Are you on the payroll?
This is my plea to get on the payroll, let me tell you.
Tony Khan, a word in your ear.
they've hosted a few interesting international visits, but it's not going to be... Well, you never know. No, right. Apparently they're saying that some stadiums up north in England, that they've been looking at some. So, you know, it could be the Piff Boss who hosts this, which would be a great shame. Mm. But anyway, only players who are aged over 35 and over and have been capped by their country or made 100 top-flight appearances will be eligible to take part in the tournament. Now, there doesn't seem to be any chat about players currently playing.
Vardy?
Milner?
Yeah.
Milner would just do it for his fitness, would he not?
So there's a big kind of like drop off after like the first two stipulations and then to 100 top flight games, isn't there? Really?
Yeah. If there's no one interested or you can't muster or whatever, I don't know. But Steve McManaman is set to captain England. Now, the other captains of the teams are Esteban Cambiasso for Argentina, obviously Emerson for Brazil, Christian Carambu for France, Kevin Kurani for Germany, Marco Materazzi for Italy.
See, that's massive.
Yeah.
Do everything you can to get this.
Absolutely.
Do those ages work? McManaman to Materazzi?
Yeah, I mean,
over 35 is a huge range, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge range of like keeping fit, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Mikel Salgado for Spain and Diego Lugano for Uruguay, which would be lovely to see him.
Lowlands in there.
Those captains, they are the founders, I think, of the Elite Player Group, I think it is, who are putting on this tournament. That's the name of the organisation.
The England names are very special. Do you want to read them out?
Well, yeah. To Ashley Cole, Joe Cole, Rio Ferdinand, David James, Frank Lampard, Robbie Fowler.
Defensive.
Frank Lampard was a Premier League manager not that long ago. Oh, go on, then.
Michael Owen's in there as well.
Michael Owen, yeah.
Yes, he is.
He'll do a hamstring in the first 5 minutes.
Well, when I was at Leverkusen a couple of months ago, You look at Xavi Alonso, and he's still the best passer in the team that's at the top of the Bundesliga.
Some of his like training montages where the manager's pinging stuff
it's
around.
It's glorious. There are some fairly recently retired players still in there as well. It's going to be like Jim. Playing Pro Evo 6.
It is. It really is brilliant nostalgia.
But you realise like how like, we talked about this, I think maybe on the mailbag, that are there the kind of, you know, big, massive names in football at the moment that there were yesteryear, if you see what I mean? And you read out this and you think, yeah,
this spans a couple of eras, though.
Yeah. Fair enough. True.
It's a little... I love Vets football. I love, like... Same. I even like soccer aid and stuff like that. I just like stupid things happening. Oh, it's the Royal
where
Rumble.
Where else can you see Woody Harrelson take a penalty?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the Royal Rumble. Definitely. It's like, you know, and the jobbers are the ones who take it seriously. It's always the players that you don't expect. You're like, wow, geez, Robbie Fowler just punched someone.
Yeah. Well, as I said, he once got sent off in a game where it was like, you know, when you play like, you know...
You can pay like a bit of money and play with like a five, like you can have a five-side team with Robbie Fowler in it.
Yeah, or you can play like they played at Anfield. Like, remember when you've played at a ground before? Like, I had that great experience at Old Trafford, which I may have mentioned once or twice before on the show. And it was, you know, a big
the last great experience at Old Trafford. Yeah.
as it would now be seen as. Yeah. But yeah, Robbie Fowler in one of those games once got sent off.
Nice.
What you have to do to get sent off in one of those games
they talk about his housing portfolio, but he's still doing shit like this.
Yeah,
can't be that good.
But gentlemen. We have been told that Italy have penned in Francesco Totti for this.
Oh. You love to see it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 70-minute games as well, isn't
it? Right, that's right.
Enjoyable.
Which is slightly longer than I thought it would be. I thought maybe two half-an-hour games. I don't know if VAR are involved, Andy. I don't know if we got that far. But with some of the Brazilian names, Kaká, obviously Ronaldinho, Rivaldo. No mention of El Fenomeno or Il Fenomeno Ronaldo himself. But
he does bits every now and again.
Cafu and Roberto Carlos are in there as well, though. Yeah. It is about as classic as you can get.
It's incredible.
It's brilliant.
So you're straight into quarterfinals, then semis and finals, obviously. But I can see, like, especially if England start doing well and depending on the Euros, but I can see people kind of watching it like they do Masters football when you see the legends play and you kind of go, oh, this is a bit of fun. Oh, isn't that lovely? And then it kind of the seriousness getting ramped up. And if some of these players who will still be very competitive, of course they will be, you know, I think this could be...
I don't know. Have you seen these matches before? They trundle around.
Look, lads, I'm telling you.
Paul Gascoigne.
If England...
In his last match.
Come on.
If
England win this, I'll be in Trafalgar Square. I'll be out there.
I know you will be. Jim, if the vets are anything like my vet that I deal with my dog, they're going to be very handsomely paid.
That's really good, mate.
Thanks,
it's really
advice,
coming
Jim.
Along.
You can have that one if you want for your gigs.
But you do play vets football, though, Peter.
I do play.
You could have leaned
football,
on that.
Yeah. Turn up with incorrect size shoes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Have you seen those tech bro idiots who are doing what they're or planning what they're calling the enhanced games? Now, everyone's always made the joke, like, why don't we just let people take as many performance enhancing drugs as they want and see how it happens? There are people planning to actually
do this,
like a druggy World Cup.
Essentially, yeah.
I wonder. I'd watch that, to be fair.
I'd wonder if this is the testing ground. Because we know the ability is there. It's just the stamina that's gone, right?
Someone's given Robbie actual lines.
Oh, dear.
Just everyone's on EPOs and blood thinners and all the fuck else.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
A lot of comments I want to make now, but for the previous legal chat, I won't bother.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. I'm bloody looking forward to this.
Same.
It's happening. Yeah. This is going to happen, everybody. If you miss out, then you'll be left behind.
They'll be left behind.
But the primo matches are always organised by like David Beckham.
Yeah. Bex won't get involved.
This is like the B team kind of set of people, I would say.
But you know Beckham's not going to get involved.
Not a chance. No. And you know Paul Scholes was invited and went, absolutely not. No, not a chance.
Scholes, yeah. I reckon Lampard will be one of the best players at this. I just think he's still...
I think Cafu's going to be player of the tournament. I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
Mesut Ozil is not long retired.
Yeah, no. So he's been in...
There's a few in there that have retired very recently.
Can Argentina... I mean, the way...
Refusing to play for Germany. Fuck yes.
Can I change allegiance in Vets football? Well, I mean, if the Inter Miami tour of Asia and whatnot is to be believed, then Lionel Messi might be retired very soon.
Yeah, it's been quite spicy, hasn't it? Obviously, that part of the world, like every part of the world, God damn it, is politically... Everything's quite politically charged. And the fact that Messi didn't take to the pitch in... Hong Kong was seen as being a diss to China.
Well, because obviously when you have these pre-season tours or whatever, you know, that certain players are contracted to play because you know, why do people want to see into Miami? It's not to see the, you know, the hopeful fullback who's, you know, got a couple of appearances under his belt and could this be a breakout season for him? It's to see Messi and he didn't play. And then was it the Hong Kong government got involved?
Asked for an explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed out on Fizzer.
Fizzer having to deal with an international incident.
Deal with that.
Have some reason, fucking respect.
Yeah.
Reason Chinese Taipei. Oh, God. Oh, God. Why did you say that?
Reason 321 why he's no longer into Miami manager. Oh, dear. Yeah, look, we glorious. Gentlemen, before we turn our attention to tonight's fixture, something that is also quite wonderful and has happened in the world of football quite recently. Arturo Vidal has returned to Colo-Colo, his boyhood club in Chile, which is lovely stuff when you see a South American player return to their boyhood club. He's 36 now and he's presented to the fans last week. He arrived in the ground on a helicopter, obviously, and then rode around the stadium on horseback while wearing a crown and holding a sword.
I love Vidal. He looks like a fictional character.
Yes.
Just playing as a footballer, and he is behaving that way too.
Yeah.
I can't think of a footballer I would less trust with a sword.
You wouldn't. I mean, helicopter rotors, a horse. Yeah. Like you just don't want it happening, do you? Really?
Well, I mean,
is this
worse than Harry Maguire riding around on a horse with a sword?
Yeah. Well, I suppose with Keegan, they just stopped it at the helicopter, didn't they?
That's true. Yeah. But the thing is, though, like a European club would never let that happen because the risk of injury.
Yeah.
So again, off he goes. But one of his nicknames is King Arthur.
Right.
So that's probably where this comes. He's also got the nicknames The Warrior, which is understandable, and The Piranha, which I particularly
They're
like.
They're all very appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got 142 international caps.
Oh, he's played for some massive clubs as well. He's a brilliant player.
I think he's quite an underrated player, actually, because he's so versatile. He played in that brilliant Juventus midfield where you had Pirlo, Marchisio and him, and I think maybe Pogba actually was in there as well at the time. They reached the Champions League final.
He was the junior member, wasn't he?
Yeah. Pogs. But I mean, yes, he was, yeah. But Vidal, a brilliant, brilliant footballer, won a couple of Copa Americas, of course, with Chile. And it's just really lovely that, I thought.
Brilliant for several clubs. I mean, he helped get the last good bit out of Messi at Barcelona as well. Uh-huh. I think Bayern. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw him live was playing for Bayer Leverkusen. And I remember I was in a seat quite close to the pitch. And I remember thinking, I'm going to get a great view of his second booking from here. And do you know what I did?
That's lovely.
I really did. He didn't let me down.
He wouldn't let you down, Andy. No chance at all. All right, tonight, Aston Villa play Chelsea, Nottingham Forest play Bristol City in their FA Cup fourth round replays. It's been reported that Chelsea may not be able to sack Mauricio Pochettino, as the club are concerned doing so would put them in danger of breaching Premier League spending rules.
Another good understanding of how the rules work.
Yeah.
I mean, normally in
the circus continues.
In financial fair play type situations, bizarrely, certainly in UEFA financial fair play rules, of course it might be different in the Premier League. But sacking a manager still counts as an exceptional expense,
even though
it doesn't go towards FFP, even though isn't clearly not an exceptional expense because a lot of clubs do it once a year, maybe even twice. But the thing is, it's not going to stop them binning him if they really want to bin it. They'll just stick him on gardening leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Poch did say he received a very good text from the owners recently. So that should clear
it's
that up.
Like
text.
A meme or a GIF. Or like,
I don't know.
Click this link.
Have you heard that? Yeah. Have you heard this one? So I've put all my money in the account that they suggested and it should be fine. Well, we've been pushing for Chelsea to appoint Jose Mourinho, of course.
Because let's not forget, we are under Jose's spell as much as anybody else.
Yeah,
every time he's managed in England, we've all hated it for most of the time it's been happening. And yet we're all desperate to see it again.
Yeah. I see what you mean, Jim. I see what you mean. Well, it has been reported that after Jose Mourinho departed Roma last month, he left the ring that the squad had given him to commemorate their European Conference League victory with. He left it in Captain Lorenzo Pellegrini's locker in the club's dressing room because he was basically saying, you're all traitors.
Yeah. The actual quote was, when you are men, give it back to me.
It's like a.
Did he leave that on a burner phone with a voice note? Do you think?
Which then destructed in front of their very eyes.
It feels like, you know, like in a video game, you find some like environmental storytelling. Someone's left a note behind. You're like,
that's
a bit of emotion. You know, it's a lovely bit of world building. But like, it's a shame that like Pellegrini couldn't sort of keep that under wraps, because the thing that Jose Mourinho wanted was to for everyone to hear about this. Mm. And if Pellegrini just went, "Yeah, I'm not," you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not telling anyone.
Yeah,
about this.
Yeah, yeah. You're
this
right.
This is just going to be between me and you.
Yeah.
And I get a ring. I'm going to go cash converters with.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even tell the rest of the squad.
No. If he hadn't told a single soul, he would be the only person. And you'd be like, you know what, Jose?
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I win.
That
prick.
Would have been it. And then suddenly Marina's going, can you come to dinner? And he's sitting there going, what, you want to explain this to me? No, no, it's just you and me, big boy. No, should, your secret is safe with me.
They yeah. should give it to Daniele De Rossi at the end of the next game they win. They've won three in a row. So yeah. they're in pretty good nick.
A massive ceremony. And he like it was like a wedding and they put it on the ceremony. And he's the new man. And he raises his hand.
He would look good with a villain ring, actually, on the touchline, I think, because you look at what he's rocking at the moment, the roll neck that Mr. Donaldson's very fond of, actually. The blazer and roll neck combo.
And your gills.
And my gills. And a very graphic neck tattoo.
Oh dear. Andy, did you finish your point? Or I think that, yeah, okay. I think best to... Oh dear. Yeah, so some big games in the FA Cup tonight. Two massive games in the Africa Nations tonight. It's the semi-finals, everybody. Get on this. It's
Get
good.
Get on this at once.
This is, you've only got three games left. Yeah. Did they do a third, fourth playoff? Can't remember if they do or not. Anyway, who cares?
I imagine if they do, it is unwelcome for most Premier League team managers because all they do is whinge about the AFC.
If you were in CAF, you would just go, yeah, we're going to introduce a third place player and a fifth and sixth player, whatever they can do. They're going to be here all month.
Veterans. You're going to be playing all the veterans.
Exactly, exactly.
I spoke to someone who's out there covering the tournament the other day and I was like, what's the deal with Victor Osimhen? Is he going to be fit for the semi? And they're like, yeah, they're going to put him out there whether he's fit or not. He's not travelled with the rest of the team. Right. So he's still getting treatment. Okay. So he's in a different city at the moment. But the full expectation is, yeah, like if he can stand, he's out there.
Good.
Whereas it's all been Ademola Lookman.
Yeah,
for Nigeria.
He's been brilliant. Yeah. But he's been brilliant for Atalanta for the last couple of seasons.
Though. He has. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. Patron subscribers, don't go anywhere. Keep listening for Ramble Uncut, where we're going to be talking about Pascal Chimbonda, among some other glorious nonsense. If you're not a Patron subscriber, sign up to get Ramble Uncut every single Wednesday. Head over to patreon.com/footballramble. Also, follow us on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble and subscribe on Spotify. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Petey.
Farewell.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.